Big day for the Australian music industry, live entertainment. We're talking hashtag vax the nation.
Yeah, they want everyone to get vaxxed so we can get back to going to live gigs, going to festivals, mm-hmm. making things happen again. Mm-hmm. And right now we are crossing live. We've got our tin can with a string.
Yes.
We tried to get Chris Hemsworth. We got the hotter version. It is Cram from Spider Bay.
G'day, mate.
Hi guys. Hi. Hey, I think I just saw Chris running down the beach. Nah, sorry, he's too quick for me. You got me instead.
Neither of you are wearing shirts. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, you are up in Byron at the moment. So weird that you would be up there and then encouraging people to get vaccinated.
Yeah, exactly. I knew you would ask me that question. Look, and on behalf of all the musicians up here, I can definitely tell you that people are keen. And I've been vaccinated myself, and it's just a situation where we just want to encourage everyone in the community to go out and book getting their shot and get vaccinated so that we can sort of try to get back to normal life as fast as possible. Because I know a lot of musicians around, just not up here, not just up here, but I'm sure in Geelong, around Melbourne, or all around the country, have really struggled through this time, and other people in other walks of the arts, whether they be actors or in musical theatre, any sort of performance-based lifestyle has just been kind of destroyed by this. So it is a serious issue for all of us. So, you know, all jokes aside, so let's make it happen. And that's what this whole vaccination campaign we're launching today is about.
If only you played sport, right? Because that is still going. But anyway,
yeah,
that's a story for
funny,
another time.
Isn't it? Yeah, that's another interview, guys.
Yeah.
Still go the cats. Go the cats.
Go the cats. Cats.
And I heard in the news, Tommy Hawkins is, because he's from my hometown of Finley, so good luck, Tom.
Shout out to Finley. We do have a lot of listeners in Finley.
Yes.
When is the last time you have...
Yeah, go Finley. You guys rock.
When's the last time you actually played a gig, Cram?
So we have done a couple of shows this year. One we did play at the Myron Music Bowl this year, which is a fantastic gig, and another festival in Tassie. But it's just been sort of here and there. I think a lot of it has been dependent on the different states' setups as far as being able to get into the state. I know when we did a festival earlier this year in South Australia, and I basically had to have a police escort the whole time I was there because I lived in New South Wales. And we're supposed to be headlining this big festival up in Queensland next month, but there's talk of it may not happen for us because different people are in different states of lockdown. And this is the kind of thing I'm talking about. We're a big successful band. What about a lot of other people that really can't play shows in their own communities that might need that money to play more shows? You know, we're a great culture in Australia of live music. Got some of the greatest bands and the greatest music in the world. And just from the perspective of musicians, and I go fans of music like you guys and everyone else, it'd just be great to be able to go out again and connect. And that's what's, I think, one of the really tragic things about this whole past 2 years has been that's been taken away from us.
Cram, how do you feel about the idea of allowing people who are vaccinated certain rights? You know, this is vaccination passport, only allowing people who are vaccinated to go to, because there's you know, it's very controversial at the moment. Some people are all for it. I'm pretty pro personally, but how do you feel about the idea and what that means for our freedoms?
I think this whole situation is largely like I was just talking to a friend the other day, and she's like, look, I'm not sure if I'm going to get vaccinated yet, but I'm keen. And I said, well, if you lived in America or the UK, you wouldn't be saying that, because they've had so much more death and sickness than we've had. So in a way, what people's reluctance, I think, is largely based around the fact that it doesn't affect them directly. But one of the most important things about vaccination is it's not just for you. It's just in case you're an asymptomatic carrier and you could basically be giving the virus to someone else without even knowing it.
Yeah.
And in terms of the vaccine passport question that you asked, I think it's a situation where if everything was groovy and rosy, you'd probably go, well, we're not going to have to do that. But in a situation where, you know, Delta is spreading so rapidly, I mean, look at what's going on in Sydney. And I know you guys are struggling in Victoria as well. I'm not quite sure if there's any other option that they can somehow sort of have to get people back into the community somehow. and we've seen it happen in France, but I totally understand the civil liberties angle. And the main thing is just to keep the conversation open and let everyone's voices be heard and everyone come to a consensus as a community, because that's what we want to be able to do together.
Well, thanks so much for backing this, Cram, because hashtag vaccination, there's over 225 performers that are behind it. I would love to see the vaccination festival.
Yes, I was going to say, can we have
4 days? That's what we need.
Everyone has to bring... Everyone's got to bring their own vax axe.
Awesome. You're going to have to wear shoes though, okay, mate? So just get that sorted.
Yes.
Never. No, songs only. Songs when I'm playing drums. That's it.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, guys. And seriously, just thanks for having me today. And everyone, like, this is a really big thing for a lot of musicians that we're launching this campaign. And we just want to get everyone motivated in the community to make it happen so we can all catch up and see each other again. You know what I mean?
Well said. Perfect.
Yeah,
all right.
It.
Thanks so much for your time, Cram. Love your work. We'll chat to you again real soon.
Cheers. All the best, guys.
Hashtag vax the nation. Not vax the nation. That's a different thing. Hashtag vax the nation. You'll see a lot of that floating around over the next couple of weeks.